style of records.
Okay, so Money Twist Key Stage 4 is a program that deals with the current tax system, government expenditure. We look at careers, then we move on to the My Choices section, which looks at spending, budgeting, and good shopping tips, saving tips, and then into the third section, which is about banking and the flow of money in the UK. The fantastic thing about working with the young people at City Year is that they take on board everything that they've learnt with us in the workshop, and then they pass it on to the young people that they work with on a voluntary basis. So it's almost like recycling the knowledge to those that need it.
So my name is Apoorva Kissi, and I'm the Digital Development Assistant for City Year, and basically I facilitate the training for our volunteers. And so the program basically is that we have volunteers from 18 to 25 that mentor and tutor and are role models to young kids in primary school, secondary schools across London. And they do that from Monday to Thursday, full-time volunteering, and on Friday they have training, which I facilitate. So in terms of the training, I'm basically teaching them skills outside of school, so we learn to understand and really relate and appreciate other things, so financial literacy, CV workshop, interview skills and the like. And I really thought it was important to bring my bank in because it was a different, unique way to kind of let young people understand how to use their money, what banks do, how to kind of step in. So when they leave City and they get in the big wide world, then that's use their money properly and efficiently. And I definitely think like charities should get involved in working with my bank to kind of promote why charities work together first and foremost. Also how young people need the help in order to be better and develop as young people in terms of finances and developing as people anyway.
My name is Manel Kadora and I'm 25 years old.
My name is Matthew Addison and I'm 21 years old.
It's a very valuable skill to have with them for the future and even presently.
I think, yeah, it's a really important skill to have. If you can't manage your money, then you could be in a lot of trouble when you're older. Whereas if you do, if you're able to manage your money, you can build up your life and progress in the future.
But I think for them to be skilled in finance would allow them to save money and for them to actually be able to not go into debt, which is quite important, otherwise they're going to be, a lot of people will be in debt, which is now what is happening.
I can't really see any downside to being educated in financial matters because everyone is affected by financial matters. So. I think it's very important that people do gain life skills and relevant skills, because a lot of what young people learn in schools they don't always feel is applicable, but when you're teaching something like finance they know they'll need it. I think on a scale of 1 to 10 I'm probably about 7.5 in the money savvy.
Money savvy? I think I'm around 5. I need some help sometimes. To be really tight in not spending anything, or go for the cheaper options. Mainly value pack.
Probably I know where my weakness is and where I'll end up spending lots of money. So I mean, the only one shop where I just go crazy is Waterstones, which is good because it's a bookstop, but bookstore. But because I know that if I go there, I'll spend lots of money. I just won't go there until
just avoid.
I'm really ready. Yeah.
Yes.
And other than that, I like to pay in cash, and then I can keep a track of how much I'm spending. I think if you pay by card, you get rid of that element of seeing your money leaving your possession. I splurge. I binge spend sometimes. I'll have a week, it's usually in half terms, and I'll go to a shop once. I'll go for a pair of jeans, and I'll come back with everything except jeans. And then I'll have to go back out to get jeans and end up with books and anything else. Eventually I get them.
Yeah, I'm around the same. I end up splurging on things, or I'll do little bits and bobs that I just add up at the end of the day, rather than... Well, I think I'm going to be saving money, but actually it's going to cost the same because I'm just doing it in little bits. But yeah, I'll end up splurging and not buying what I need. I think it's good so far. I mean, we learned about tax and things like that, and I never knew anything about that, so it's pretty good to learn.
Yeah, I think the way money banking is really good. It's been quite interactive. It's getting us to think, especially like I have a deep interest in politics, so getting to do the budget and looking at where different aspects affect different other ones and where you spend it, and that was really interesting. I think it really sort of contextualizes financial matters and shows you how they're applicable.
All is new. I never got taught any of this kind of stuff in school.
Probably the same. The only thing I remember learning is, I think we were told our statutory rights, which I've forgotten most of, and how to write a cheque, which I also forgot. But do know now, no.
New stuff I learned, obviously the tax and how that goes, and even seeing a person's wage and how they're taxed and how what it looks like. That's what I learned so far.
I think the bit about, I had some idea around how your salary gets taxed, just having that sort of reinforced that you get a certain amount free, tax-free, and then it's what you earn on top of that, and it goes in stages, so it's only what you earn over 150,000 that gets taxed, rather than 40%, rather than all, if you're earning over 150,000, 150,000, they're all being taxed.
So far, yeah, it's been interactive and engaging, so it's been good to kind of be involved in it.
Yes, I have really, really, really enjoyed it. I really quite like the interactive stuff, and I enjoy numbers, so this has been really fun for me.